Good morning. Now, when I do that, if I were to ask you, what is it that you hear? And you say, I hear you, Sensei, hitting a stick on the floor. You're already mistaken. If I just ask the question right now, in this moment, what do you hear? And you say, I hear a car driving by outside. I hear your words. I hear birds chirping. If you answer in any of these ways, you have missed it. And that's because you are hearing labels for experience, but not the experience itself. Additionally, your experience is dualistic. Someone is hearing something. These are subtle but very important distinctions. Consider the following famous story in Zen literature. A Zen monk was sweeping the garden one day, and a stone flew up from his brooms and hit a bamboo shaft and went. At the moment, he heard the sound as if for the first time, and the whole universe opened up. Just this one, and he had forgotten all that he knew. There was just the direct experience of reality before any naming or labeling begins, creating someone hearing and something heard. A second Zen story also points to the heart of this matter. One day a layman, a student, asked Zen Master Ikkyu, Master, will you please say something that expresses the heart of Zen? Ikkyu immediately responded by saying, Attention. On hearing this, the student said, Is that all? Won't you say something more? Ikkyu then said, Attention. Attention. Well, remarked the layman, getting irritated, I really don't see much depth or subtlety in what you have just said. Can't you say a little more? And famously, Ikkyu responds by saying, Attention, attention, attention. Angry now, the student demanded, What does the word attention mean anyway? And Ikkyu gently answered, Attention means attention. If you see what Ikkyu is saying clearly, there is only attention. Nothing extra. No meaning, no hearing, nothing heard. Just attention. And ultimately, we even let go of the label. Just. Floracortis, in an article in Parabola magazine entitled The Door to Infinity, writes, At the heart of Zen practice, there is a kind of radically intimate attention. This absolutely first-hand quality of experience characterizes the beginning of our lives. No other mediates between us and the intimate aloneness of birth. Here, attention is reality, and reality is attention. She continues, But in the subsequent days and years of our lives, we somehow lose touch with this clarity and become possessed with images. In doing so, we fall into a bad case of mistaken identity. We come to miss the point of life, and thus to live it second, third, and fourth hand. Later, in the same article, she writes, The opportunity to be restored to our original unborn divine condition is always immediately at hand. Every moment lived in absorbed attention is simultaneously a beginning and an end. In such attention, we are radically open to the unexpected. Any event, however small or seemingly trivial, properly attended, opens the door to infinity. So I ask you again, what do you hear? Yasutani Roshi said that Shikantaza, just sitting, is like standing in a clearing in the forest, knowing danger is about to strike, but not knowing from what direction. If we focus too much ahead, we will miss it. If we focus too much behind, we will miss it. If we focus too much above, we will miss it, and so on. Total uncluttered readiness for the unexpected is what we need. If we think we have got it at one moment, we may lose it the next. And I would add to my distinguished colleague's statement, drop the we. There is just readiness. And then drop just readiness. The old pond. A frog jumps in. Splash. When we first learn to sit, we are invariably taught to pay attention to our breath, counting or otherwise. We are also taught that when we lose attention and become aware of it, we should return our attention to the breath. While we use we as a skillful means to teach meditation, this we suggests a dualistic experience, me and my breath. In fact, it is just it is not sitting passively or idly. It is sitting with true attention, which is rare and totally, totally sacrificial. It means that we throw away everything, that we throw away everything we have been or hope to be, to face each moment, each breath, totally naked of identity, open to whatever comes. In truly sitting zazen, there is no observer and nothing observed. There is just breath. Then let go of the word breath. Thank you.